Hello out there. This is Jeff Johnson. Welcome to another podcast from Dell's Global Channel Organization. Today's podcast is about channel conflict. Let's say you're a value-added reseller and you identify a great opportunity to sell your services and some hardware. But after you provide your bid, the customer also contacts a vendor like Dell directly, and you suspect that they might be able to get a better price on hardware. Today I have the opportunity to talk with Eric Dittmer, General Manager for Small and Medium Business in the Americas for Dell. And what we're talking about with Eric, since he manages both the direct and indirect side of the house, is the obvious hard question. If Dell has a legacy about selling direct, why should a channel partner trust them? Welcome, Eric. First, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. How long have you been at Dell? What do you do, and how do you work with the channel?
I am the Vice President and General Manager of our SMB business for the Americas. I'm responsible for the direct business as well as the indirect business that sells to small and medium business customers.
The title of this interview is called Channel Conflict. So why is channel conflict such a big deal?
Well, I think there's always conflict in every marketplace when you have multiple partners going after the same set of accounts. So I think understanding what each group plays and what value add they play for the customer is a critical part of running a business.
Is channel conflict maybe a bigger deal with Dell than it is with other companies?
I think there's always conflict. I think there's a different type of conflict. I think ours is more Dell against the partner, or as that's the way the perception is. And inside Dell, to be quite honest, they see it the same way. I think there's conflict with other companies where they have partner against partner, and how is that managed? So I think there's inherently conflict in the marketplace.
I'm sure a lot of listeners out there think Dell is a company that primarily sells directly to customers. So where does the channel fit in this equation?
Interestingly, it has changed more in the press's eyes than in our eyes, though we have to continue to mold our model. Our channel business in SMB has always been relatively strong. It could be stronger as our customers decide what go-to-market strategy or where they want to buy their technology based on a trusted advisor status. So we need to be able to offer our customers the choice in whatever channel they decide to buy.
What I'm hearing is that in order to build trust and credibility with your current and potential channel partners, Dell needed to go to extra lengths to manage conflict, right? So let's get to it then. What processes or programs does Dell have to reduce or at least eliminate conflict with partners?
Well, I think there are three. I think the first and foremost one is the direct and indirect business reports to me. Greg and I are peers and strong partners in building out a program to reduce that conflict but really add value. The second one is that we have a process now, and we're continuing to make it more robust, of sharing leads with our partners in geographical territories that are certified and are preferred partners, plus enhancing it and continuing to make more robust our deal registration process. And last but not least is the compensation for a direct rep on that particular account. It's immaterial to them whether it goes through the channel or it goes directly to them, as long as it goes to their account set. And so from my perspective, those are three really big pillars to be successful in this process.
Tell us a little bit more about deal registration. And I guess what I'm interested in are the deals that Dell approves and doesn't approve. In what situations would a deal not be approved?
If we already have engaged with the customer directly, it would be unfair for us to tell you that we're not engaged. So in that instance, that would be one of the reasons for denial. But there are also reasons why there are also equal number of rules on where Dell cannot register a deal because it already has a partner affiliated to it. And so it's really important for the partners to understand is that Dell denies registration internally to deals based on incumbency, based on particular lines of business, and we need to be really clear that that's a non-biased and business-based decision for our customers.
Tell us a little bit more about deal registration, and I guess what I'm interested in are the deals that Dell approves and doesn't approve. In what situations would a deal not be approved?
Well, there are a lot of places that that happens. In fact, today, as I talked earlier about our lead referral process, there's a customer choice here where a customer has said, no, I don't want to do it direct. I have other needs. And for instance, if it's an exchange migration or a virtualization assessment and project, there are times our partners can do that much better than us, and there might already be an established relationship. If the established relationship is there, that's a really easy one. That should be the customer choice, and we should make that happen. If the customer is looking for a partner, our ability to understand our partner's strengths allows us to give lead referrals over to go win the business.
Tell us a little bit more about dual compensation. I mean, I basically get the idea, but what's the advantage to the channel partner that Dell's direct salespeople are compensated for channel deals?
I think so the value to the channel partner is probably the most important one, right? Is one, it inherently reduces conflict, but it also adds more resources to the channel partner to go win the deal. If a direct rep is getting paid on a deal that's going through the channel, they're still in there to help the channel partner win. It's immaterial. In addition, the partner is another resource for the direct rep, so it's extending their reach. So I think it's very, very complementary.
Let's summarize and bring this conversation full circle. With Dell's direct sales legacy, why should a VAR or a channel partner become a partner now with Dell, and why is this model different than the other ones that are out there?
I don't know all the other models, Jeff, but I would tell you there's a lot of value to be working with Dell in the SMB space. Fundamentally, first is reach, brand recognition, as well as share. We are the number one IT provider in SMBs. We plan on continuing that with our partners' help. And secondly is we have a great set of products that add value to our customers, and they keep coming. And our value is all that is true in the Dell model is standard, open architected, non-proprietary technology that is relevant to the business needs for our customers. There's nobody else that does that.
Thanks a lot, Eric. This has really cleared the air, at least for me. And it seems as though Dell really does have a process in place that, if it doesn't eliminate conflict, it certainly minimizes it as much as possible, and maybe even more than other programs. If our listeners would like more information about conflict management or about Dell Partner Direct program, go to dell.com/partnerdirect. Thanks again, and good selling.